All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Second hour. This is a short segment coming up here. Another little technical difficulty. Gene in Texas, are you still with me, sir? Hello, Gene in Texas, are you still with me?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah. Go ahead. You can get
yeah,
out.
Yeah, okay. My point being, if I could give my name and ask if Jimmy would contact me, leave my number off the air.
Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Gene Thomas, and I'd like to say I don't have any way of contacting Jimmy Vaughn. I don't know him. I met a couple of his pickers down in Austin, sat down one night and had a few, about 6 years ago, and we had a great time, and they were super people, and we met through a mutual friend, et cetera. I know a lot of the old Texas musicians and other musicians throughout the nation. I haven't, you know, and I thought maybe if you'd give me a call, maybe we could... and see if we could come up with something about a musician association thing for Ron Paul. Ron Paul booster, you know?
All right, Gene, I might make a suggestion. I don't know Jimmy Vaughn.
I know.
But John does. And,
but if I left my number with a station and someone who hears this broadcast could tell him that I'd like for him to call, could he do that?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to leave my number on the air,
no.
Though.
No, yeah. Go. Marcus will take your number off.
If anybody's listening, just tell Jimmy that Gene Thomas would like to talk to him about Ron Paul things, you know.
Very, very good. Okay, yeah, and Marcus, go ahead and take his number off the air. Thanks for the call, Gene. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Michael.
You bet. Okay, I'm going to go to Roger in Pennsylvania and then next Terry in North Dakota. So, Roger, you're up with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Yeah, this bill might well pass through both houses. I seriously doubt that. Of course, it might fly through the Senate, but it's going to be more problematic in the House, this so-called amnesty bill, and follow on that so-called bit in those few seconds. But I think more of the purpose of this is and we ought to make sure to characterize this at every opportunity. The purpose of this is basically to say, oh, gee, well, we gave it this is to give the Republicans a pass primarily, to say, well, gee, we really gave it our best shot, and, what can we do, you know? So, in other words, the floodgates will continue to stay open. We'll have the alien invader population tripled inside of 10 or 15 years, and the plan will have been achieved. So we have to, otherwise the only possible alternative to getting any border control through is to challenge these rats, the Republican congressmen principally, at every opportunity to put themselves in the position of being vilified by their local newspapers because they're actually raising a ruckus like Tom Tancredo and precious few others. That's the only way we'll ever get any border control legislation through.
Have you read that bill, Roger?
No, but I've heard enough of the disgusting details.
I actually brought it up online today to read it, and I couldn't even get into it. I mean, it was so broad and so expansive that I didn't have time to get into it, but it's tyrannical. I think I've got a break coming up here. Roger, I don't hear the music, but there seems to be some technical difficulties going on here.
Yeah, you should have 2 minutes left yet, according to my precise time here.
Okay, you've got a more precise time. Okay, have you got anything else to add, sir?
Yeah, and then also, we got to like I said, raise a ruckus there. And 1 minute left. And then also, we have to, I've never heard anyone put it this way yet, to call this thing an amnesty is even to degrade that word, really, because in any previous amnesty, for whatever purpose, that implies strictly an exemption from prosecution from some criminal action. It does not provide for being allowed to continue in a criminal status or being able to enjoy the continuing fruits of that criminal status.
Yeah. So okay. Good point. Got to go to a break, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the input, Roger. We'll be back in 3. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and we'll be back with Terry in North Dakota. Stick with me.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I got another call. Let's go to Terry in North Dakota. Terry, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello, Terry.
Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't Terry. This is Greg.
Oh, this is Greg in North Dakota?
Nope, Greg in Florida.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay.
Will that work?
That works for me. Go ahead, Greg.
Great. I've been dying to add this to the national dialogue. And I haven't heard it, and I'm kind of new to this online radio thing, and I've only caught a few shows, but I haven't heard anybody say, they talk about immigration being a matter of law. Well, isn't it what we are experiencing, isn't it national trespass? I heard of illegal immigration, illegal aliens, but isn't a stronger term national trespass? I see signs say no trespassing, and it implies law, and implies enforcement of law. Isn't that what we're experiencing? National sovereign trespass, national trespass. That's all I wanted to say.
That's a great way to sum it up.
I don't know. A lot of people play with words and what is the definition of is and
yeah, what is is? Yeah.
Yeah, and people control the language, and what we're experiencing is trespass.
A national trespass. I like that. I'll use that.
I hope it adds. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
And thank you for having a great show.
Thank you, sir. Now, is Terry in North Dakota there or not, Marcus? I've got a thing up on my screen that says Terry from North Dakota. Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, give me a drum roll for Terry in North Dakota. Yay. Hello, Terry.
Hi.
How are you? Yes.
I'm sitting here working on plans for a campaign headquarters in my area for Ron Paul, and I'm sitting here listening to your show and working at the same time. And I keep hearing, you know, martial law, that the president is has, you know, the authority to declare martial law. And I have a question.
Go ahead. I hope I can answer it.
Has there ever been a president that has declared national martial law?
Lincoln, think maybe. Martial law, technically, I think, has been declared since the Civil War. At least that was, I think I read that someplace or something. But
you're referring to the Wars Power Act? Is that what you're referring to?
I think so. I can't swear to it. Very honestly, I haven't done a lot of research in that area, but it seems to me like I ran across that at some point in time. And then there's somebody that says, or I heard it or read it or something, that there was martial law has been in place since the end of the Civil War. So, you know, but in answer to your question, you know, has there been any other president that has imposed martial law other than Lincoln? If that indeed is martial law, then I don't think so.
No, because, you know, we're a republic, Michael, and half of the country didn't vote for Bush, and I just can't see the guy passing martial law and the sovereign states within this republic adhering to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the federal government is not part of the various sovereign states' jurisdictions, so I'm not really concerned about the martial law business. He can shout, martial law, you know, like, citizens arrest. It doesn't necessarily mean that the people's going to listen to him, especially since his ratings are so low.
Well, I'll tell you what, Terry. Let's take Katrina, for example, okay, when that incident happened. Look what happened there. They sent FEMA in there. The federal government sent FEMA in there. They took over. They would not let the New Orleans police in there to help those people, and it was an absolute disaster. Now Governor Jeb Bush has declared martial law in Florida, and I can't even remember when that was. It was several years ago, but at any rate, you know, you say, well, I'm not worried about it because people won't stand up to it. You know, the strong arm of the federal government and this, you know, military industrial complex and the FEMA. If they were to declare martial law, I'd be worried about it.
Well, you know, I would be concerned because, first of all, in Katrina, the governor of Louisiana allowed, and I use that word allowed, the feds jurisdiction into New Orleans. The same thing with Waco. And
right.
Richards allowed them into that sovereign
right, but,
state.
But if I recall, okay, there has been legislative documents passed or executive orders passed since then that oversteps. The government does not have to allow the Fed to walk in there now. And I can't remember whether that was the Military Commissions Act or the John Warner Defense Bill. Okay, but it's in one of those bills that they can overstep the governor now.
Well, Michael, the problem with that is no new law that conflicts with an old law can supersede that old law. That's law.
Well,
so if they write a law that conflicts with the sovereignty of a state, that does not mean, I mean, it's illegal because a new law can never supersede an old law that has been put into place.
Terry, let me ask
you.
Terry, let me stop you for a second. Let me ask you, when's the last time you've seen this administration abiding by any law?
Well, right, but you know, it's just you can say this: you go into war, you're the leader, you're going into war. Well, you better make sure your troops are behind you first.
Right.
The same thing I can say for George Bush. He may declare martial law, but it doesn't necessarily mean his troops are going to be behind him.
Well, I hope you're right. I really do.
Oh, I think I am. I have more trust, not faith, but trust in the American people, especially since this country is so split into half as far as their support for George Bush.
Well, it's not split into half. You know, the polls on George Bush right now are 26%. It's an all-time low. They're as low as Richard Nixon was before he was ousted out of office.
Yeah, he's dragging the dirt.
Right, right. And this is why he's insulating himself with 98,000 acres in Paraguay and all these different executive orders.
He needs a new country.
Oh, I know.
You know, when he made the statement, America, love it or leave it.
Yeah,
Well, I guess he's going to be leaving it.
The sooner
Michael,
the better. Thank you. Appreciate the call. I appreciate the input. Yeah, it's a good thought. Yeah. Okay, I don't think we have any other callers up on the line. And if not, I'm going to go back to what I was going to go. Oh, we do. Well, you didn't refresh my screen. I don't know how to refresh my screen here. Who have we got up? All right, well, let's go to Michael in New York then. Michael, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
Not a problem, buddy. I didn't see you up on the screen here, so I had to get it from my board operator. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking the call. Well, just to follow up on the Mrs. previous call there, yes, you know, the problem is most of our military is abroad. They've got the foreign troops here in place, and as well as recruiting from foreign countries like Latin America, to fill in the ranks of the military so that they have a type of person that it will be a mercenary under a martial law ruse, and they won't have a qualm with harassing us because they're not us. So that's one of the dilemmas that we're up against right now. And that brings me right to the point that I wanted to touch base with you. The Americans, they unfortunately don't know their history well enough, and the guy a while back that says the way you kill a snake, you chop the head off. Well, these SOBs, they knew how to decapitate us when I believe it was the National War Powers Act prior to World War One, when they dismantled the militias and nationalized the army. And of course, it became obvious after World War One that the rationale was that's how they had to do that in order to get our troops to be able to be shipped abroad, because a militia is defensive, it's not offensive. And so that made sense. But then when you really think about it, you say, of course, getting rid of the militia was getting rid of the real law enforcement in this country. So, for example, during the Civil War, when we had states fighting states, and it was the state militia of New York against Virginia, and then within New York State, we had the counties of New York comprising the New York militia, and then all the towns within the counties comprised the militia of the county. So that brings us right down to the local level, where the law enforcement was in the hands of the people themselves, and if they weren't happy with their local leadership, if they were turned out to be a bunch of crooks like we have now, and the voting was all rigged and you weren't getting anywhere, so then they would just rally the militia, which was the law, go after them. The people were right behind them. They were the people. The militia was the people. And they were able to string these guys up quick. And they knew, those commies knew, that was the first thing they had to do to get control over us, to prevent us from ever being a real mobilizing force. And that's why we're in the situation we're in right now. We're unorganized. We don't really have a strategy that's cohesive around the nation to quell any martial law or to have some kind of reaction to this tyrannical activity that they're going to try and impose on us, because we don't have that key fabric of a militia that weaves the whole nation together as one solid fighting unit.
Well, Michael, yes, but the federal government is calling Homeland Security the new militia.
Right, and you got it, Michael. And don't you love how they said that about our National Army or our National Guard, right? The National Guard was our militia that was going to protect us at home. And then also, you know, interestingly, how they stigmatized militias ever since Waco and all that. Oklahoma City bombing with the commie Clintons, militias are bad, and they had to stigmatize that into the mindset of the.
All right, let me stop you. I got to hold you over, Mike. I got a break. I can barely hear the music, but we'll be back in 30. I'll stick with you.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
We're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour here. We have Michael in New York on the line. And then after Michael, I'll go to Carol, Linda, and Rob. So hey, be patient, folks. I'll get with you. Go ahead, Michael.
Michael. Yes, thank you, Michael. Yes, thank you, sir. And so, you know, there is our fundamental strategy that we need to focus on to reconstitute a militia activity. Now, of course, you know, soon people hear that, oh, my God, it's a militia. That's how well they stigmatized it in the mindset of the current Americans, like the militia is something bad and evil, when it's their only sole protection to defend their own property from tyranny. And so there's one of the main things we have to focus on is an organized strategy, work with our ex-military guys and the sheriffs, like retired Sheriff Jack McLam, all these honest, patriotic guys that have the experience. We've got to focus on that so that we are ready when that time comes.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, with this Ed and Elaine Brown situation up there, you know, Ed Brown's just taken a stand. And, you know, he said enough is enough. You know, it would be very simple for the government to just come up and say, here's the law, okay, back down, pay us the tax, go to jail, whatever. They can't do that. They've never been able to do that because there is no law. In the, I believe it was in the 90s when they went after these militia groups up in Michigan and so forth, part of the reason Mark Kornke, I believe was his name, wound up going to jail. But at any rate, no, I couldn't agree with you more. Michael, thank you so much for your input. I appreciate it, sir. And all right, I'll talk to you later, buddy. Let's go to Carol in Pennsylvania. Carol, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael. You want me to call in if I gave you the web address yesterday?
Absolutely. I got onto that website, Carol, and I started watching it. I watched about 15, 20 minutes of it, and I was fascinated with it, and somehow, dumb me, I erased it.
Pretty awesome. Second. Well, all you got to do is go back to the same website and just... Now, I scroll down. I scroll down, and it says part one and part two. That's where
right.
I just watched on the web.
I want the website again. That's what I want.
Oh, okay. Peace in space.
That's it. Peace in...
blogs.com.
Dot blogs, yeah, because I was telling Don Nikoloff about it, and the proportion that I watched when he was talking about the Nazi situation
pretty
ties.
Awesome,
in, huh? Oh, it ties right in with Don Nikoloff's article. That's why I wanted to get it again so I could send it off to Don. Yeah.
Well, I hope it's just not you watching it, Michael, because everybody needs to see this. I mean,
oh, no.
About
go ahead.
The whole 9 yards.
No. I was gonna. I'm gonna put it out again for the listeners. I encourage everybody to go watch this video. If you have a computer, it's www.peaceinspace.blogs.com. And as I said, I watched about 15, 20 minutes of it, and it was fascinating to me. But I, like a dummy, okay, somehow I erased it off of there, and I couldn't find it again. So,
okay, the gentleman deals with HAARP chemtrails, the depleted uranium, and depopulation, and they tells how to. Take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, Terry, Citizens Arrest, she's very astute, quite awesome. And as the gentleman called in, Abraham Lincoln, Bush is related to Lincoln. I got a brochure in the mail a few weeks ago, and I wished I wouldn't have thrown it away, and it had some questions, and it said what president was related. There was about seven other presidents he was related to. And Lincoln was a bad dude. He tried free trade, and it did not work back then.
Well, I've heard that before. Mm-hmm.
Well, he did. And he was not a nice man, and I guess later on he had an epiphany and tried to straighten things out, but I guess it was too late.
Somebody didn't like him enough to shoot him, I guess, huh?
Well, they said his wife killed him.
Okay.
No,
well,
because he had the bullet hole right where she was sitting next to him. It was done with the Derringer. They even have the Derringer. Now, that's what I read.
Wow. Well, that's new. That's the first time I've heard that. I'll have to look into that further. Okay, Carol.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you giving me that website again, dear. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, next up is going to be Linda in Minnesota, then Rob in Pennsylvania. So, Linda, you're with me. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. The previous caller, the gentleman that called, his remarks were absolutely correct as far as martial law and what our government has been implementing over the years to get rid of the armed forces and actually bringing us under a United Nations global armed forces. And this little booklet that I have that I call in periodically, you know, to tell everybody about, Freedom from War, which Kennedy signed, this was released in 1961. And this was the implementation in stages, and I was just reading over it. I believe we're in stage three. And
how many stages are there?
How many stages? I think it is stage three stages. It says, during the third stage of the program, the states of the world, building the experience and competence gained in successfully implementing the measures of the first two stages, would take final steps toward the goal of a world in which states would retain only those forces, non-nuclear armaments and establishments required for the purpose of maintaining internal order. They would also...
Okay, I got to stop you. I got to go to a break real quick. I'll hold you over. We'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and then I'll go to Rob and Fred. Okay, so stick with me, guys. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I was on the line with Linda, who was reading, and I had to cut you off on there, that Linda, but go ahead and finish. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to go to the last paragraph. It's sort of what they're talking about is a world government that we read about in Revelation chapter 13, the beast system, mm-hmm. that will last for 3.5 years. The United Nations plan is to be the government of the world. So under the states that would be a part of that, they would be sufficiently armed to have what they call internal order. Well, all that is a police state. No one else would be allowed to have any kind of firearms. And then those who are in the military would also be UN peacekeeping forces. Well, that's what our government's been implementing with us for a long time. The Korean War was controlled by the United Nations, and that's why so many of our men were being killed, because they were controlling it, and it was being run by the communists. There's another thing that I want to bring up, this thing about democracy. I have some papers here that I received from Pastor Pete Peters from Colorado. And what it is, it's some copies taken from official definition of democracy from the Department of, let me see, the United States War Department. And this was November 30th, 1928. Well, what this what these pages tell is the difference between a democracy, a republic, and so forth. And down at the bottom of the page, it says that shortly after the bank holiday, that was in 1929, in the 30s, and of course this was President Roosevelt, it says in the 30s, hush-hush orders from the White House suddenly demanded that all copies of this book be withdrawn from the government printing office and the army post to be suppressed and destroyed without explanation. This was the beginning of the complete red control of the government from within, not from without.
How many pages is that?
One, two, three, four. And what I did...
Go ahead. Real quick. I've got my lines are loaded, Linda. Real quick. Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm not going to read it. I will send.
No.
You a copy of it.
I was going to ask you if you would fax a copy of it into the office when I let you go, which I'm going to have to. Just have Marcus will pick up the phone. Marcus, pick up the phone on Linda. Give her the fax number of the office and let her fax that into you. Okay.
Yes,
all right.
We'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to go to Rob, Fred, and Mike, but Rob is first up, so let's go to Rob in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, you're on with Michael.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. You know, I called for some reason, and by
now... You've been on the phone so long you forgot.
By now, I've probably forgotten, but I just have to say, you have the most amazing slate of callers, and you've got a really well-informed and an extremely interesting audience.
They're better informed than I am, Rob.
I know they're better informed than I am, which means I'm learning every day. But yeah. I just wanted to call and echo what you were saying about how many people you came across along your way up to New Hampshire who actually were awake and aware of RBN. And I think it's a real testament to it. Just in the last hour, I'm the third person from Pennsylvania who has called some dinky state up here on the East Coast, and I live in a really small metro market where we don't even have an RBN affiliate within hundreds and hundreds of miles, and I know Roger is calling from Allentown, Pennsylvania as well, and I know there's somebody from Philly who calls, Fred. It's just amazing how many people are onto the RBN bandwagon, you know?
Well, as I say, you know, the people that to wake people up, all you have to do is invite them to church, and church is RBN because that's what's going to wake them. And you know, I was amazed when I went back, you know, on that road trip, which was grueling, by the way. You try sticking yourself in a broom closet with John Statmuller for 5 days in a row. I'll tell you.
But anyway, I
was really surprised. I was surprised at how many people were awake, and it's very encouraging when you see that, you know. So, yeah.
This is John Statmuller for Mr. Herzog from the Broom Closet. Are you there, sir?
Yes, Mr. Statmuller. He's coming out of the closet now.
I just want people to remember something. It was John Statmuller was in that broom closet with Michael Herzog for all those days. Michael, got to get busy here.
All right, go ahead.
See you.
Boy, that was a surprise. Yeah.
You know what? While I've got you on the phone, John Statmuller, I hate to say it. I hate to get too, I guess, squishy about another man, but you're my hero, dude.
Well, I tell you what, John has been my mentor for a long time, and I've had the privilege of coming to know this man extremely well. I know him inside and out. I've seen his ups, I've seen his downs, and it really depresses me sometimes when I hear some of this garbage that's spewed forth about this guy, because he's got a good heart and he's a very good man and he's doing what he means to do, and he's got a mission that he's looking to accomplish, and he's doing it for all the right reasons. So I can't commend that guy enough, Rob.
Yeah, and I see and I hear that nothing sways John from his mission either, and he just finds new and inventive ways of getting that mission completed and accomplished.
Well, he brings me up sometimes, because sometimes I get really demoralized, and I look at him for guidance there's a number of issues that I've had to look to for him to guidance, and he's always there. He's rock solid, you know. So, all right, anything else? I got a bunch of callers.
Just say one more thing. With respect to Terry, who called earlier, and she was talking about how martial law was going to be implemented, frankly, I don't think they've got enough force with, although I've observed over my life, there's a much greater multiplication of all of the police out there actually on the street. It seems to me like everybody that would really be able to accomplish the task would, is over in country in the Middle East already. I'm wondering what are your thoughts, John, or Mike, rather, on, you know, whether you think that another one of the reasons that all these Mexicans are here is they're going to be enlisted to try to carry that thing out.
Well, it's easier to do that, to bring these people over here on an immigration bill, than it is to implement a draft, okay, because that's not popular at all. So that's part of the reason. But also you have to realize that there are three different areas in the United States where they're now training Blackwater mercenaries of different nationalities. So, you know, I don't know. You say there was not enough people. You know, covertly what they're doing, you know, from reports I've heard, scares me. At any rate, you could be right. You know, I know that it's going to be, well, the word I would use is it's going to be interesting if they try to do that. Let's just leave it at that, Rob.
Absolutely. Well,
all right. Thanks a lot for the call. All right. Next up. Thank you, sir. Next up is going to be Fred in Pennsylvania, then Mike in Arizona, then Ed in Texas.
Yeah,
hi, Fred. How you doing?
All right. I think the answer is to keep RBN going. I think that this is the hottest vehicle that we have. And also on... could you tell me briefly about, I don't know anything about Neil Cavuto, or I know I dislike him, but what is it about him? Where does he work?
You have to dislike him. He works for Fox News.
That's what I thought. Well,
yeah.
I think, first of all, I think this is very serious. I don't think this is just a one-time thing. I think that they're going to try to connect him with, I want to use this word, domestic types or violent domestic types. You know, if you can imagine that coming from a dossier, that kind of language, like Hoover-esque language, violent domestic types, or...
Are you talking about connecting Ron Paul?
Yeah, domestic terrorism, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're already trying to say that the Browns are in that category, when actually the Browns are just trying to keep their freedom and not allow a kangaroo court to take away their rights and take away their liberty. That's it.
Well, they've been throwing everything at Ron Paul but the kitchen sink, and it's going to get worse. But I'll tell you what, I've had the pleasure of meeting Ed and Elaine Brown, and they're just normal. They're average, you know, nice people. They're very nice people. They're not malicious people. They're not violent people. Ed Brown has just made a decision. He's made a stand, and it's one that, you know, I give him credit for his courage, and I wish more Americans were like him, you know.
And I think there could be, you have that plan for a peaceful settlement of this, right?
Right, yeah.
I haven't heard it. I want you to, if you could, go over it again.
Well, real quick, okay, because I've got other callers up here. But my plan was, and I bounced this off of Jack McLam, John Statmiller, Randy Weaver, and a number of other people before I ever decided to implement it, and everybody was in the same corner saying that's a great idea. What originally we were going to do is I was going up there with Randy Weaver, and I was going to physically go into and see the judge, Judge McAuliffe, with Randy Weaver, with pictures of his wife and son, and I was going to attempt to find out if Judge McAuliffe had any conscience or any heart at all by, you know, showing these pictures and, you know, bringing his wife who died in the space shuttle disaster into it and equating that and comparing it and allowing him to relive and making sure that he knew that Ed Brown is as concerned and, you know, emotional about his wife as the judge is about his. And also, I wanted to point out to him that he filed an appeal on their behalf, which is, I've never heard of any such thing happening. And the reason he did that is because I'm sure that there was a number of errors in that trial, which means that he could have overthrown that conviction on a technicality by reviewing the transcripts. And I wanted to politely, diplomatically, and professionally bring that to his attention to see if there was an amicable solution to allow the government to step down without losing face. And also go in to see the sheriff, which we did, by the way. And we spent an hour with the sheriff. John Statmiller did a wonderful job with the sheriff, and he got the sheriff to agree to not to oppose a citizen grand jury investigation of this whole matter. So that was the plan.
Well, judicially, I think it's at the point of the judge can always delay the hearing. I mean, the day that sentence is passed. And if that keeps getting delayed, then other other judicial action for, you know, for relief or revisit the, you know, any of the rulings or convictions, that could happen. So isn't that where it is, where there's supposed to be a sentence imposed and we would like that to be delayed?
Well, they've already imposed a sentence of 5 years and 3 months, so we're beyond that.
But isn't it up to the marshals and the judge to actually either do something or give him some grace so that there is time? I mean,
well,
it is up to the judge. He can do anything, right?
Right. I would think so. You know, I'm not an attorney. I don't know the law. I'm not really proficient in the law, but I know that right now they are doing nothing. Other than cutting off their electricity and so forth, and they're kind of in a standoff. And that's why I say I believe that there was an amicable way to allow the government to step down without losing face. You know, it still needs to be played out. There's a couple of other options in the works there as well, Fred, that we're looking at in the background.
I think it's a great idea. I think that you even have maybe some leeway for the head of the Marshal Service maybe to go slow, or the judge. I mean, there's a lot of good things to hope for. I don't want to see old people, elderly people, be put through something like that.
None of us do, Fred. All right, I got to move along, buddy. I appreciate the call. All right, we're going to go next to Mike in Arizona, then Ed in Texas. Mike, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yes, you had a couple callers ago. Somebody had asked if anybody, president, had ever declared martial law.
Yes.
Now, did they mean it if throughout the United States or just in certain locations?
They didn't clarify it. But if you've got the information, go ahead and give
it
to us.
Well, I have a few points. Hawaii, after Pearl Harbor, even though it wasn't a state, didn't become a state until 1958, but they did declare martial law in the Hawaiian Islands. They declared martial law down in the South in the 50s and the 60s with the Civil Rights Movement. They declared martial law in L.A. after the Rodney King verdict. They declared martial law down on the Gulf Coast after Hurricane Katrina. They declared martial law after Hurricane Hugo back in the 90s in Florida. There's been numerous times that the president has declared martial law.
Well, there you go. You're a history buff, because I'm not as up on it as you are, obviously. But I appreciate it. I appreciate the input there, and that's great information for the caller that called in. Thank you so much. Anything else? Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. That was Mike in Arizona. Now, there was Ed in Texas that was on the line. Marcus, is he still there? Okay, he dropped off. Okay, well, you know what? That pretty much burned up most of my show. I was going to go into the money issue with talking about the Real ID Act and so forth, but I kind of got sidetracked. So I think what I might do here, let's see. Let me just see if I've still got this other screen up here. No, I don't. What time is it? It's about 12 minutes. Okay. Talking about the Real ID Act, they are now starting to write articles. Here's an article out of New Scientist magazine that they're starting to use their propaganda and fear-mongering to cause the public at large to be in fear of exchanging dollars for services. And I'll read this to you real quick. It says, the flu virus persists so well on bank notes that money could help spread the next pandemic, researchers say. I see. Ives Thomas and colleagues at the University Hospitals of Geneva in Switzerland dripped various strains of flu virus, including some that were circulating during winter 2007, on Swiss bank notes and left them at room temperature for varying amounts of time before testing the live virus. We wanted to assess the survival of human flu on banknotes, knowing that billions of them are exchanged daily, Thomas says. Money is so widely exchanged among all members of society that its movement has been studied as a model for the way infections spread. Okay, so there you go. See, now they're going to start fear-mongering us into being afraid to accept payment of debt. When you lend your buddy $100 and he pays you back, you're going to be in fear of taking the banknote back because he may have a strain of flu on the mucus. At home in mucus. Some strains of flu lasted only 2 hours, but the most common flu, H3N2, lasted up to 72 hours. However, all the strains lasted longer when they were dripped onto the notes along with human nasal mucus. Some lasted as long as 17 days. One strain that lasted only 2 hours on its own lasted 24 hours in mucus. So you better watch yourselves, folks. You better make sure that if you lend a guy $100, he didn't pick his nose before he gave you your money back, okay? Says I'm surprised the virus persisted so long, says Graham Laver, an expert in the spread of bird flu, formerly of the Australian National University in Canberra. But the flu virus likes wet environments, and mucus is ideal because it's designed to retain water. Oh, I can't believe it. They stoop to new levels. Boy, oh boy. Touch transmission. Typically, humans with flu shed copious amounts of virus in their nasal secretions. The main quote by which flu, oh, main route by which flu is believed to spread. We're going to go to a break. I'll be back in 3 minutes with a final segment. Stick with me, and I'll finish out this article. I had a whole lot more to go, folks, but not today.
Alright, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So, we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Segment of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog. I wanted to mention real quick, I got Tim Wingate on the line here, who I'm going to bring up in just a minute, but my board operator just came up with an answer. They want to go to a cashless society, so when the government informs you that they're going to go to a cashless society, I want you to tell them that you have the solution and Marcus has given it to us. All we have to do when we go to make sure that whoever we hand the money to does not get a virus from us or vice versa, all we have to do is either dip the bill in alcohol or rub Vicks VapoRub all over it. Okay? So if the government sends you a letter saying we're going to a cashless society, tell them, no, we've got the solution. You're going to rub Vicks Vapor rub all over your Federal Reserve note. With that, let's go to Tim. Tim, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey,
hello,
Mike.
Tim.
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to give you a couple of infos. Early on in the show, you were questioned as to where the Ron Paul thing was going to occur. It is in Iowa. It's in Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay.
And they've literally got the room next to the debate room, and that's where they're going to have their big shindig after the debate.
And well, that's cool.
Yeah. It's really quite a coup as far as that goes. The other thing is, people talking about Ron Paul, they have to remember, look, hold your nose, register as a Republican, and then learn how to become a delegate to the Republican convention that's going to occur in St. Paul, I believe, in September of 2008. I may have the date wrong on that, but I know it's in 2008. Literally, that's the only way he's going to be able to get in is if he is the Republican nomination. Now, then, of course, then that means he has to win the Electoral College in the November election. But people are talking, this is not the presidential election right now. This is a party selection that he's running for.
Right.
And that's the bottom line on that. Other than that, I will, here, there, or on the air, I'm doing Ed and Elaine's show tomorrow. So
I mentioned that thought that you had with me off the air about putting together that website, you know, which basically exposes. I think it's a great idea, and we need to look at that further, Tim. So
I agree. And we'll talk some more about that tomorrow. Anyway, great. I'll let you go so you can finish up.
Thanks, bud. I appreciate the call. Okay, so I was correct. It is in Iowa, but I'd heard a couple of reports. A couple of talk shows I listened to. And by the way, I do listen to talk radio, folks, when I'm not on the air. I am an RBN listener, just like you guys. It is Iowa, and it's not Idaho. I heard Idaho from one of the talk show hosts, and I can't remember who it was. I'm not going to point any fingers, but it is in Iowa. So, at any rate, with that, remember, okay, when you get the notice from the government that says they are going to go to a cashless society, you want to write them a note back and say, no, I don't think so, because I have figured out a way to stop this transmission of the virus by putting Vicks Vapor Rub or dipping the money in alcohol, and that should solve the problem. Not that the government's going to listen to it, but, you know, you can try anything once. Now, let's see. Have I got anything else going here before I close out today? I have to tell you, I appreciate the callers that called in today. I have learned a lot today. Thanks, folks. I really appreciate that because those of the listeners that have listened to me for any length of time know I'm not the be-all and end-all. You know, I'm not knowledgeable on every aspect of everything. You know, I just come on the show. I'm a listener like you when I'm not on the show, and I'm learning every day just like you are. But it seems like I open up my mouth and I just start blabbing stuff and thank the Lord that people like you guys call in and educate me. I honestly appreciate that. When I get off the air today, I got to go get fitted for a tux because I'm going to a wedding, and then I'm going to go back into this peaceinspace.blogs.com, and I'm going to watch this video in its entirety, and I would suggest everybody to do the same thing. So without further ado, stay tuned for John Statmiller and the National Intel Report, and I will see you tomorrow, Thursday. Goodbye.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is.
A message for all.